Pod Tacular, episode 134, Collins and Tales from the Foxhole, for the week of November 6th, 2007.
I ran out of grenades and accidentally threw my lunch. It's true!
Welcome to Pod Tacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. You're about to hear what the Halo Nation had to say about this week's topic at PodTacular.com to help you dominate at Halo. So strap on your Spartan armor and grab a battle rifle, because it's time to finish the fight.
It's come down to just you and me. A battle will decide our destiny.
Welcome back to another episode of Pod Tacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I'm Kumo John.
And I'm Mr. Chico.
This is Rod Smack from the 10K.
Well, welcome, guys. Glad to have you here. Now, Rod Smack, you're from XBL 10K Club, right? Can you tell us a little bit about what you do in the community and what XBL 10K Club is?
Sure. We're a community site. Xbox 360 fanboy site. We do a podcast, do a weekly show over there. Game news, humor, you know, community stuff that's going on. We like to give a lot of shout outs to what's going on with other websites in the community to try to keep people informed on other shows and other great sites out there besides ours. We run our forums where people can get together, you know, meet up and talk, hang out, try to keep up current news with game reviews so people know what kind of games are out there that if they don't have, you know, the money to buy right now, they're looking into, they can at least maybe keep up somebody else's opinion so they can try to read and see what we think, maybe if it's kind of same lines of what they think. And overall, just a community site, trying to bring the community the best stuff we can.
Nice. Now, is it specifically for people that have a 10,000 gamer score?
It's funny you'd ask, Fumo, and that's been the number one question in our entire existence. And initially, when we started, things were a lot different, and it was more of like a clan-type situation, I guess, and we did kind of go by those rules. But we're by all means, an open community site right now. There is no requirement to come to our site to be part of it, to join up with it. Have a gamer tag, you know, enjoy playing, want to know and talk about games and hear more about games and not be a jerk on the forums, you know, and just come and hang out. You know, it's just we're really trying to build a nice open and broad community from a lot of different people and a lot of different age ranges. You know, we have dads and sons on our forums. We have people with kids. We have young kids themselves who are still in high school, and we try to keep it as clean and as free and open to all ages, you know, something that maybe some of those sites have left out over time.
Now, you do a podcast too, right?
Absolutely. We do a weekly podcast. We do news. We do a lot of humor. You know, we poke fun at each other. You know, we try to keep people informed with what's going on other websites and other shows, you know, and we just try to keep the Xbox news coming to them as much as possible, not only on our news blogger, but through a weekly podcast also.
Right on, dude. Now, you were the one that caught the infamous Halo 3 rap over at the Seattle launch event, dude. Now,
yes,
how was that?
Yeah. You know what? I tell you how that was, Fumo. I'll be just fine if that's my 15 minutes of fame till the day I die, because that was great. You know, that is one of the best moments of being a Halo fan. And granted, I might not be as big of a Halo fan as the guys listening to this show, but I'm still a huge Halo fan. And to be there was great enough. But to watch these guys just, you know, improv something that was so great and so humorous, and to do it all for some free swag and put so much heart into it was fantastic, man. And you were there and you saw how much energy was out there. Those guys made for a great radio, made for a great time, man, and I'll always enjoy. Every time I hear that to this day, it still makes me laugh.
If you guys don't know what I'm talking about, it's a couple episodes ago on Podtacular. At the outtakes at the end, we have that playing on there with a little baseline background and everything, and dude, it's so funny. It's like these guys doing that just to get a free shirt or something. Everybody had to do the Halo 3 chant, right? Like the Halo chant, and then these guys like turn it into a rap and everything. It's so awesome.
Right. We pulled out groups of five people out of line and just basically told them, look for some free swag. Just do your best impression of the monk chant. you know, we'll give the swag to the best group of five that can do the bung chant. And, you know, from there, you got young guys and all that game fuel. And those people were just wired for sound. It was great.
They were doing shots of game fuel, right?
Yeah, it was insane. That place was like nothing I've ever seen.
Crazy. Now, Meister has been sitting there patiently. Welcome, dude. We've been trying to get you on for a while. Meister is like super talented at Halo.
No,
he is, man. You are. He is. I'm talking to the third person. But, now, okay, what's your level on double team right now?
Oh, right now I got a 15 double team, and just the other day I got a 15 team slayer as well.
Dang, man. See, that's what I'm talking about.
Nice.
Not messing around. Well, you know, it just happens.
So, tell me what kind of stuff you do in the community at the gaming community or at the Podtiker community.
Well, back a couple of years ago, I used to be a moderator at Game Talk, and that's just another whole forums for tens of thousands of games and endless amount of people. And now I'm, you know, at Podtiker. I basically midway up through the clan, you know, being competitive, and right now I'm actually in charge of the All Stars, and I try to get a lot of community events going on, challenge other communities, cool. Get some games in. And then I've also gone to some local tournaments with other members, and I've actually dominated.
Yeah, I heard that. I heard about that tournament recently with Dialpex. Can you tell us about how that went?
Yeah, it was over in Taunton, Massachusetts, and Dial just IM'd me one day on AOL, and he asked me if I wanted to do a tournament with him. I was like, sure, whatever. And so it was on like the Sunday, 2 days before Halo 3 came out, and it was supposed to be a double team tournament. We had no clue what the settings were because we used to MLG, and they just had some weird default settings that we didn't know until we got there.
Oh.
And so it was double team tournament. There's about 45 teams, so 90 people, and it probably lasted from about like 7 to 1 in the morning. And it just started out in the beginning, me and Dialpex, who's also a member of Protacular. We were just dominating through the games, you know, waiting for hours for the games to get through. And this is hosted by GameStop, by the way. They did a great job. And we eventually got to the finals and just beat the other kids there and got some good prizes.
Nice. Awesome. Wow, man. Good job. Congratulations on that. That's cool. Representing Podtacular, man.
Yeah. Double right what?
Well,
that was a team name. No one else got it. But.
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, I saw that that beard you had going on in those pictures,
man.
Yeah. That's pretty gnarly.
Yeah, everyone loves it. I can't stress how much people talk to me about it every day at school. One of my nicknames is Simba, because, you know, apparently I'm a lion. I'm also on the football team, so people love that.
Dude, you're kind of like it's kind of like the guy on The Office that is Dwight's cousin, if anybody watches that show, who has like this massive beard going on with no mustache. It's pretty sweet, man.
Yeah. It's going to be dye. I'm going to dye blue actually in like 2 weeks or so for some pep rally coming up.
Oh,
so
nice.
I'll probably get a picture of that.
Sweet, yeah. Gotta see that. Well, this week is the Call-ins and Tales from the Foxhole show, so we're going to start off with some Tales from the Foxhole. Later on, we're going to get into some voicemails that people left on the Podtacular voicemail, and, you know, hear what people had to say out there in the Podtacular community. Before we do that, Rotsmack, why don't you start us off with some tales here?
All right. The first one we have is from Captain Caboose 3. I think I'm saying that right. I'm not sure. First off, he says, I was doing a Forge custom with a friend. We made a continuous man cannon on arrows. We just went back and forth, you know, laughing and spawning random objects, pallets, radios. He jumps out, spawned a ghost, and placed it a little bit too close to the cannon. For 2 or 3 volleys, they're laughing, and then all of a sudden they see a ghost in the perfect arc fly off the gravity lift and hit his friend in midair. He just started laughing, and that's all he could do. His friend started yelling at him. That's the first one for him right there. Number two, he was playing Shoddy Snipers on Valhalla. It was 48-48. He ran to their base, and two of them jumped after him. He shot one in the chest and chuckled a grenade. It blew up as it hit his chest, 49-48. The other jumps off the base, and he pulls off a no-scope and headshot right before the line of sight. It's blocked by some rocks, 58-48. Yay, they win. The screenshot is on his file share. He cut the guy with the grenade out, I think he says. The video's up there too. This all happened within 3 seconds. It says, if you want to go look up the gamer tag, I think it's CPTKABUS. I believe it should be an E and then 3, but if not, look up BUS3, maybe. So you can check it out if you want, guys. And he also says, you know, much props to you guys here. You know, he'd love to get in on those 4-hour sweet PodTac sessions that you guys do.
Mm. Well, yeah, get in through friend, man. Definitely. There's lots of people that get in on that. Yeah, dude, that's crazy. 50 to 48 right at the end. Those are the best games, man, when it's like really close. And then at the end, you just pull off like this epic win.
Except for when you lose.
Except for when you're on the 48th side,
but
right?
Even when it's that close, though, and you lose, it's still like a good game to me, you know?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It's like a good game.
Nobody likes to
lose.
Oh,
but then it's like, oh, that was a good game, though, you know? But it's like when you get whooped, you get it handed to you, man, it's like, oh.
Just blame it on Chanel.
Yeah. Yeah, blame it on lag, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. Oh, and that he was talking about Man Cannon on Narrows. I was playing this game the other day. This map that somebody set up on Forge, it was pretty awesome. Like they just put it on the Man Cannon parts, and they blocked off the rest of the passageways, so you could only go on the Man Cannons. And then they had these lifts set up, so as soon as you land, you get lifted right up into the Man Cannon stream and knocked the other way. So everybody's constantly going back and forth. It's pretty cool. Make for an awesome Team Slayer game, because you're always getting like splattered by a ATV in midair, you know, Mongoose.
Nice.
Yeah. So anyway, why don't you take the next one, man?
Alright. Proud Atheist says, hey, me and my friends are screwing around in Forge on a Sand Trap, and they're killing each other and getting bored, and they went and started a weapon cache in the Crashed Phantom. And that developed into a base, which spawned another base on the other side in one of those bunker-type things with the 4 entrances on the sides and a hole in the middle.
Yeah.
And they also set up the spawn to those bases and set it up for multi-flag. And it worked, but they haven't managed to get a big enough party to actually try it out. And in the matchmaking on Lomos, playing Crazy King at Narrows, and he's looking at everyone's levels, and they saw Brent Gamer, who's another member from Podtacular, was in the party, and he didn't get to talk to them because Lone Wolf cuts out the mics.
Ah.
And then he also says that about 15-20 seconds in, he got his best screenshot from the match, which was a picture of him dual-wielding spikers with a spike planted directly in the middle of Brent's faceplate with his head rolled back. And he's also got a link in that, and another link from a campaign. He was shooting at some brutes and on a ledge and pulled the left trigger for a plasma grenade. And millisecond, barely noticeable delay that it took to get the cheat to throw in the game. One of those throws a spike grenade. My grenade hit. Okay, I'm screwing up here. That is... All right.
I'm not sure if that's you.
I'm not sure if it's me. I'm just sure. Like, Reed, what the hell is he saying?
Okay. He's saying what happened is that he threw his sticky. The brute threw a spike grenade. The grenades actually stuck to each other. And then the spike grenade, well, both of them together landed on his chest.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
It's
yeah.
Double sticky to the chest.
Yeah. Need a pro for that.
So he said that the plasma grenade dropped, though, and stuck to his foot, and then the spike grenade went off. So I guess it didn't actually stick to it, but it deflected. I always wonder what would happen if you threw two stickies or a spike grenade and a sticky together, if they, you know, bounce, if they hit each other. So I guess what happened is it deflected the sticky, but it deflected him straight back at him, and then it fell and hit his foot. That's wild.
Yeah, I remember seeing a similar video on the Bungie Favorites where someone threw a frag in the spike grenade stuck to it and flew back at the guy through the frag and blew him up.
Wow.
That'd be
cool.
So awesome. Oh, man, I got to see that one. That sounds great. Oh, cool. All right, well, we're on to one from Phil101, who says, hey, Podtac, this is Phil101. Been listening to the show since episode 90, and this is my first submission. I have a tale from the foxhole about a crazy no-scope that I got during an infection game on Sandtrap. Me and my friend FuturePro62 were driving around the outside of the map on a Mongoose. He was driving, and I was on back with the sniper. We were driving by the down fan, and when a zombie came running at us at 300% speed, and I quickly no-scoped him. This was not the amazing no-scope I was talking about. Me and Future Pro continued to drive around the map, and when we were near the downed Pelican on the other side of the map, I saw the same zombie that I had killed earlier running back to the Phantom to see if we were still there. I saw him running, led him with my sniper, and fired from the back of our mongoose. I hit him in the face from across the map, getting a snipe medal. I just lost him and started screaming, "Oh my god, did you see that?" And shortly after, the other 12 zombies caught up with us and whammed us with the gravity hammers. That's a good...
Whammed.
That's about what it sounds like, isn't it? Whabam.
That's close.
He said, "This is my craziest no-scope by far in Halo 3. The video is on his file share under his gamertag Phil, PHIL101. Check out the zombie game that I made based on my movie AVP. Send me a friend request. I'm on almost every day. Great job on the podcast, Fumo JVB. Keep on owning noobs, Phil101. Speaking of JVB, we didn't even mention, but he's not here today because he's stuck in Miami doing a job over there. Bummer. But
That's no good. That's no good.
He should be back next week. So.
Right. Yeah, they're stuck. Look what happens. See what happens when JVB takes a show off. You're stuck with me. See, nobody wants to hear that, man. Okay, so people, you know, come on, right into the show. Let them know, JVB, you can't be missing any more shows. We don't want to hear Rod again.
I know, man. You suck. No.
Yeah. Well, all right. Speaking of things that suck, let's move on to the next one, okay? Frongman 187 says, "Hey guys, he just wanted to give his tale from the foxhole." Says he was playing on Guardian. By the way, you did spell that wrong. And there was two guys fighting above him. He said he throws a random grenade up there. 4 seconds later, he hears double kill. He ran into the room to find him dead. And he says, if you want to see this file, it's on the file share. It's labeled like a grenade. He gives us a link there that I won't go ahead and try to ramble off. P.S. for all you animal gamers out there, check out the Podtacular Zoo in the forums.
Oh, yeah.
And double P.S., trying to be original, he says, keep on dismantling minivans. So, for all you minivan owners out there, watch out, apparently. Apparently, Frongman is coming your way, and it's going to be a 187 on your minivan, okay, G? So watch out.
Keep on dismantling Meister's minivan.
Yeah, dude, I got to protect that.
You drive a minivan, dude?
That's what I'm gonna be driving. You know, it's either that or like a 20-year-old like Dodge Neon. It's my kids' drove.
Minivan or neon? Minivan.
I think the soccer mom van.
Nice. Do you have a bumper sticker on the back that says, you know, my honor student went to school or something?
No. Maybe I'll get one for her because my sister goes to Boston College, so.
Yeah,
I'm more concerned about her than where I'll go. She's a little bit smarter.
That's cool. Well, let's see. What are we on next here? You up next, Meister?
Oh, yeah. All right. The Bounty says, to jump right into the barrel full of stories and laughs, that is Halo. I was playing a one-on-one match with my brother on Narrows when we both dropped the bubble shield on the man cannon at the same time. And both got shot by the man cannon at the same time, and the bubble shields, along with me and my bro, crashed, and we both fell to our doom. And also gotta say that the Mauler is probably my favorite weapon, aside from the flamethrower, because you can just shoot once and then smack your enemy, and he will die. And I've gotten many, many kills on Guardian and constructed just that weapon. A quick tip for Construct is to get the flamethrower and just stand at one of the jump pads, the upper levels. And then when an unsuspecting opponent comes whooshing up, you give his hair a nice little haircut with your flamethrower. Well, I can't wait for my copy of Halo 3 to come back from Microsoft because it got one of those scratched copies. And I still haven't finished campaign, and I'm almost going crazy. Keep on fragging Volkswagens.
Nice. Minivan Volkswagens.
Mini trucks and Volkswagens. Might want to watch out, you know.
Yep. You drive one of those, beware.
You guys have a pretty brutal community here at Podtacular, man. I'm scared to drive my vehicle around you guys.
I got a plane now.
That's right. It's Frag a Car Week.
Well, you know, apparently it's either you drive a Warthog or, you know, you're done.
Yeah. Yeah, don't worry about mongoose, though. They're good.
Yeah.
Mongooses. Yeah, dude, you know, I've been using the Brute Maulers a lot, too. Especially, I mean, anything where there's anywhere that you can get close quarters. I mean, obviously, it's not going to do too well on the Gigantor map. But, you know, on some stuff like Narrows and anything that you can kind of hide behind a corner or something and just wait for somebody to get towards your objective or something like that. Man, you can grab a couple of those puppies and take someone out, no problem.
Yeah. I love maulers just because they're basically just like a shotgun that you can dual wield. Yeah. And they're all over the place on every map.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, even one of them's lethal at close range, and they you get the second shot a lot faster, so.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Very effective.
For sure. Well, on to one from, let's see, Duststorm, who says, my friend and I were playing the level Halo in campaign on Legendary, and we had gotten to the part where you fight the hunters. Well, my friend and I have been hiding behind the piece of glass that is right there after you go through the door that goes into that room. Thanks. Very descriptive. We would peek out and shoot or try to stick the hunters, and when they fired, hide behind the glass. It was funny because we played it back in the theater on Fast. It looked really funny. Anyway, after dying a couple times, my friend realized he had a hammer and invincibility. Well, I dropped a bubble shield right on the other side of the glass, the side exposed to the hunters, and let my friend flank one of the hunters. Right before we came out, he activated his invincibility and then proceeded to smack the hunter in the head with a brute hammer. It was awesome. Keep on fragging trucks. Yeah, man.
Again with the vehicles. What's going on? What is up?
Yeah, it's vehicle. It's
original, apparently.
Keep on fragging semis. Keep on fragging Ferraris.
Well, what's Chevelle drive? Oh, keep on fragging Chevelles.
Yeah, yeah. Chevelles, dude. 65 Chevelles.
No.
Oh, and BMWs. That's what Dodge drives.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, let's go ahead and we'll move on to the next ones from Jurassic DL3. Says, hey, Podtackler, I want to talk about something kind of funny that happened when I was playing team doubles on Level of the Pit. He had the sword. He was going after one of the other guys on the other team. While he was going down the ramp that leads to the lowest part of the pit, he was on top of him, slashed by his sword at him. He died. What happened? He was like, oh, my God, because he thought he would have most likely missed him, but some HW killed him instead. He's also put up a map on his file share for a Forge variant, Valhalla for a new machinima, I guess he's doing, called Life of the Special Forces. The map has a human side and an alien side. The map is called Special Forces and will be up on his file share. See us. Gamer tag is Jurassic DL3.
Cool.
Right, that's a little different. I haven't heard about the machinima yet. That's original.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I haven't seen a whole lot of machinima ever since we had, you can send clips. It seems like that's kind of taking
precedence.
Killing
it now. I'm surprised, too. I would have expected to see a little bit more, you know, of that actually going on. And amazingly enough, you're not, you know.
Yeah.
I thought with it being so much more, maybe a little bit more readily available to more people now, that you might see this mass. I really actually kind of expected like a mass rush of it, but looks like I was wrong again. So we can go ahead and move on to the next one.
You know, I'm wondering if that's going to kind of just take a little time to get going.
Oh,
you know?
Sure.
Like,
sure.
Once people really get into it, I mean, I know people are using it, yes, but, like, once people realize the value of
full
going through
potential
films, you know, after a match, and being able to, you know, set up, like, a clip out of the whole deal, then I wonder if people are really going to use that a lot more. Because, like, I know the one thing that's a little frustrating is that you have to, if you're in a party and you want to take a film of what happened, or, you know, like, set up a clip or something like that, you have to back out and go into your own party. So I wonder if people are going to eventually do that a little more so that they can, you know, get their films and everything and post them up there. But who knows?
Hopefully so. I'm looking forward to seeing a lot of that. I think that, you know this community, and they've got potential to do some great work in lots of different ways. So I'm looking forward to seeing what this is really going to produce in the end.
Yeah, definitely. It's cool the way they set it up, though, that even though you can't view films on the web directly unless you have a capture card to capture it, it's cool that the way they set it up, you can view long films within Halo, so you can, you know, see an entire game of the entire thing that happened, and you don't have to worry about massive file sizes and huge transfers and etc. and stuff clogging up your hard drive. It can just be, you know, this meta file that just stores you know, what happened in the game, as opposed to every single frame and 3D rendering, all that good stuff. So, pretty cool. Let's see. I think I'm up next.
Next,
right?
One.
Are you up next?
Yeah. I'll go. All right. Unwritten Law 19 says, "Hey, Unwritten Law 19 here with a tale from the foxhole. While I was playing a 8v8 Team Slayer match on Sandtrap, and I was standing by one of the sand lifts when a warthog came flying towards me from the middle hump thing. the driver came at me, so I stuck the hog as it was falling, and I heard the driver say, "Oh, shizzle," as he was falling with a sticky on his hog. Then, boom, he died. It was hilarious. And Grape Show, keep on frightening Xboxes. Oh, no, different.
There you go.
Xboxes don't drive. So wait, so
no, they don't. They don't need fragging because they frag themselves quite well already.
Yeah, I'm sure Microsoft would agree with that.
So he's saying that okay, it flew over the center hump, and then he was like, I guess at the bottom of the hump, and he stuck he stuck the Jeep as it was going down.
Yeah, and he stuck in the guy's screen. You know, oh beep, as he's falling, and then
shizzle,
boom up.
Nice. That's pretty cool. Good stick. All right, so on to, let's see, DuffmanX18, who says, the other day I got into a game of Team Slayer. It was Shoddy Snipers on Snowbound, which is good and bad, as I don't like Shoddy Snipers, but I love Snowbound. So anyway, about halfway through the match, I got double-teamed in the rock area by Blue Base. I chuck most of my grenades blindly and kill the first guy, confusing the other. So as I'm backpedaling away from him, he turns around, jumps, and I no-scope him twice, once in the chest, then in the foot, get my double kill. A couple minutes later, as I'm walking above the camo spawn, a guy shoots me from behind with a shotgun, but just barely hits me, so I turn around and no-scope him in the face. I have a film of both in my file share. My gamer tag is DuffmanX18, with a space between. Shoutouts this week go to the guys over at Gamercast Network Forums, Krimi and Jev, and Only Ghost. Keep on poning nubs with wet towels.
Right on.
Yeah.
Right on.
That's pretty cool. That's a good triple kill right there.
Yeah, that is. And, you know, and not to make light of the doubles or triples, you know, that's always a good film when you get to hear that little thing, you know, that little voice and see that little icon pop up. It's like, it's almost like an achievement, you know?
Yeah, I know, yeah. It's pretty sweet.
Not too bad. It's close. We'll go ahead and jump to the next one. It's from Wolf Rider. He says, "Hey, Podtacular, Wolf Rider here. This is my first ever tale from the Foxhole, November 4th, 2007, Valhalla. It was the big Team Slayer. I was on the red team. It was midway through the match. I was making my way towards the rock formation in the middle of the map. A bluey had just gone down in front of me and had dropped a missile pod. I picked it up and started to make my way towards the blue base. Suddenly, a lone bluey driving a warhog appeared. I easily pwned him for 4 rapid missile strikes. Was that all? I don't think so. As if on cue, a banshee appears from behind blue base, coming in for an attack run. I check my missile count. 2 left. As soon as I locked onto him and fired the first missile, he started boosting. However, he was quickly smashed by both missiles. Problem was, I destroyed the banshee while it was boosting, and the parts of the banshee started rapidly falling towards me and my team. I watched in both amazement and horror as the fuselage hit the ground, bounced and smacked into one of my teammates' face, sending him flying into the rock formation behind him. It was my first ever betrayal in Halo games." Not bad. He's got the clip file share, guys. His gamer tag is WolfRider37. He's got the link here. I might have been poking fun, but it actually sounds like something worth watching, guys.
Oh, hey,
check it out. He does actually, you know, shout out to the Podtacular REC E-Clan, Rec E-Clan, I guess.
Yeah.
Keep on fragging trucks and urinating brutes. And a big ol' owl. That's it.
Oh, he is Wolf Rider. Cool.
Yeah. You would think that with my voice, I could do a better howl for Wolf.
Yeah, that's a pretty weak howl, dude. Come on.
Hey, you know, I've been up late. I'm tired, man. That's all I got, you know. Where's JVB? This is what happens when JVB's not on the show, you see? It's not good for anybody. Wolf Rider, send something in. Get JVB back on and give us a howl, please.
That's what we need, man. Yeah, that's crazy, though. Dang, like a burning wreck of a banshee going and betraying your teammate.
For your first betrayal, yeah, that's when you'll remember anyways.
Yeah, for real.
Can't forget that stuff. Just like exploding warthogs, send them flying right in your teammates. Happens all the time to me.
Well, you know, that's the worst part, too, that I find myself just watching stuff sometimes, you know, and you don't really have the time in the middle of a heated, you know, Team Slayer match to sit back and watch stuff like that, but I find myself compelled to do it sometimes, just sit there watching something like that happen.
Dude, you know what that reminds me of, though, is I saw this one on Dig.com that was a video of this guy that shot someone with a sniper, and the bullet missed, and it hit something, like, it hit an explosion core that blew up, and there was this traffic cone thing that launched right back at him and splattered him. He got splattered by a traffic cone.
No. Nice.
It's like tiniest object splatter ever.
Bungie gave him that recon armor too, right?
Oh yeah.
The pit. Yeah.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He gave him the recon armor. Right, him and the other guy sniped himself in the face.
Yeah. Nobody's like, I want recon armor. Ultra exclusive.
Supposedly you're getting it out here.
probably not. Probably not. All right, we had plenty of people call into the Podtacular voicemail recently. Let's hear what some of them had to say. And of course, it's narrated by the deadliest pirate of Podtacular, Captain Kronk.
Hey, everybody, it's Captain Kronk. Back to do some more voicemails for you. And let's see what you guys have been saying about Halo 3 and the community.
Halo 3 rock.
Okay, that's easy enough. Let's see, anybody else feel anything different?
Yeah, I like Halo.
I like Halo.
It rocks.
It rocks.
Bye.
Halo,
Okay, nice. Let's see, let's go into a few tales from the foxhole here. Here we go.
Hey guys, this is Demon Joseph of Xbox Live fame. No, just kidding. Anyway, I have actually have a Tales from the Foxhole. Like, I was playing a free-for-all match, 5-on-5, and ended up in a four-way tie, each four of us scoring 20 points each. And I went straight to the save film feature, and the damn thing said it was corrupted. I don't understand that. Maybe you guys know how that happens, but either way, it sucks. And as for my customs, I saw on Halloween that there was this Living Dead playlist, but I wasn't able to access it. It took forever, and nothing happened. Anyway, maybe you'll tell me more about that in the next show. See ya.
All right. Yeah, had that problem too. I think they ended up getting it fixed, but since it only lasted for about a day, I don't think it affected too much. So I hope they do some more stuff like that in the future. That'd be pretty cool. For maybe for Christmas?
Hey, Pachaco, what's up? It's Don, or BlackBow2566 here. I got a tale for the foxhole for you. My friend was over, and it was the first time that we were playing live with Halo 3. So I was just sitting there, and I was talking to my friend, and I said, you know what would be insane? The first thing that I got was a double kill headshot with a sniper rifle. 5 minutes later, me, my friend Ocon, we're all playing Halo 3, killed both of them with the headshot. So, there's my tale for the foxhole, and keep up the great job on the podcast. Love you guys. All right, bye.
Hey, this is H2O Eagle, and I'm sitting here on my computer writing while I'm sending in. I'm playing Halo at the same time, and yeah. So, I have a tale from the foxhole. We were playing a crazy game on High Ground, and I was not infected. I was a little human dude. So, I was, like, running, and I grabbed the carbine, and all the zombies didn't have any shields, and when you're last man standing, you get over shields. So, it was the first round, and I was a human, and we were just sitting at the wall shooting everyone as they were coming up on the beach. And finally, when I was last man standing, I got over shields. So, I decided just to run on the beach, and I got about... I got a million triple kills, a bunch of double kills, and it was just everywhere I turned, there are a million zombies. It got scary after a little bit. But then, like, I had to go, so I turned off my Xbox, and the game was over. So, the next day, I looked at the video, and I, like, stared at it in amazement. It's pretty amazing. So, yeah, keep riding trucks. I love you, Sumo. Oh, yeah.
Hey, Podtacular, this is Toxic Fungus. It's two words, Toxic Fungus. I just got a cool video on the file share. It's a good tale from multiplayer. I was just riding on the back of a mongoose and managed to stick somebody full speed after a missed stick. The missed stick went off, the mongoose flies through the air, smashes into the guy who's now stuck, and then everybody explodes. It's a great little clip on my file share. It's called Look Closely. Again, gamertags, Toxic Fungus. Thanks for the great work, guys.
Hey, this is Sergeant Clunk, SGTCSMK. This is my first time calling in. I got like a house from a foxhole type thing. I know it's kind of late, but I got like two things. But my house in the foxhole is, there's, I can't remember what the map is, but it's like in the forest. Got trees, and you got these platforms you can jump around on.
I gotta cut you off. Sorry, buddy. Try calling again next time. Here's a guy we haven't heard from in a little while.
Hey, Podtacular, it's Lil Kook. Hey, I haven't called in a while. Just calling in to say hey. Love the new format. Think it's gonna be awesome for some great Tales from the Foxhole. And some awesome custom games with Forge and everything now. So can't wait for that. And then I actually have a Tale from the Foxhole of my own. I think it's on my file share, but I'll check once I get my 360 back from repairs. Anyways, I was playing on High Ground, and I was in Lone Wolves, and I was trying to get my Mongoose Mowdown medal. So I was charging this guy. I was going from the sea where the two mongooses spawn. I was driving up from there, and I was about to go under the bridge, and there was this guy right there. So I'm thinking, oh, I'll just run him over. So I'm going to run him over, and he throws a grenade, and it blows up at the perfect time that my mongoose flies forward, and I splatter him, and I get my Mongoose Mowdown achievement. It was awesome. So, love what you guys are doing, and, keep on fragging trucks. All right, see ya.
All right, buddy. Thanks for calling in, and let's check out a few custom game messages we got. Here's the first one about zombies.
Hey, Podtacular, what's up? It's RPG Anubis. I tried to play that zombies game, and no one was really on, so I didn't really review it. But I'm just going to call because I am sugar high, and I have to crack because I am also the crack addict of Austin Dead 518. And so here's to bail me out. I'm going to split, or I'm going to be addicted to crack and own him in Halo 3.
Okay.
Yeah, bye.
All right. Well, here's the flip side of that.
Hey, this is Austin Dead 518. So I'm just calling in. I'm out trick-or-treating. This year I'm a zombie hunting lawyer, different from everything else. And I've got to bail my buddy, who's also a crack addict, out of jail.
Yeah.
So anyway, I've been playing the special Halloween playlist, and I thought I would tell you guys a little bit about it. They took some maps from the community, some good ones,
mm-hmm.
and they put them in there.
Yeah.
And, like, mixed them up with, like, Save One Shot.
Wow.
And Creeping Death and game types like that. Basically, on Creeping Death, the zombies are invisible and have gravity hammers. That game type is really hard because you start out with a shotgun and a Spartan laser. And, I mean, most game types, it's either a shotgun or a rocket, but you also have, you always have a Spartan laser. So, you know, it's kind of hard. The zombies really are able.
Okay, yeah. Basically, the Zombie Night or Halloween Night matchmaking playlist update thing, it was pretty cool. It was awesome. It was wicked. All right. Let's check out somebody else here.
Hey, this is Scottish Drunk 23 calling.
I got this awesome map called Cubbies vs. Human. It's on Valhalla, and it's freaking awesome. I'd really appreciate it if y'all downloaded it and advertised it, like, on a new, like, episode of Podtacular. I'd really appreciate it. Thanks so much. And if y'all wouldn't mind, like, giving me a friend request, that'd be awesome. Thanks.
All right, Scottish Drunk 23. Check him out. Whoa.
Hey, Podtacular, this is Unhandled, gamertag Unhandled, UNH4ND13D. You guys, if you know me, you probably know me as Chevmeister on Bungie.net. I created the canvas maps, which if you don't know, I took all the 11 Forge maps and made blank variations of them. It became a pretty popular thing with the Bungie community.
Yep.
But I just wanted to share with you guys some of my custom games. I created one really awesome zombie variant called Zombification. It's in my file share. I have a film of what it's how it plays, and I also have the map, which is the primary part of it. The zombies variant, the game variant, is just a regular zombies variant for the most part, with a few settings tweaked. But the map is on high ground, and it's the base is all blocked off with crates and. I basically took a whole day or two trying to set it up to make it look like the apocalypse had happened. There's weapons laying around with half ammo in them. Just basically tried to put as many things down as I could to create the atmosphere. The base is entirely blocked off. The zombies start up. There's a few camo power-ups. It's really fun. It became a huge cult hit among all my friends. We played 16-player game all day long after I first created it. It's been tweaked off and on. But it's a great variant. Also, I have an awesome variant called King of Hung, and you'll understand when it's in my file share. I don't even want to give that one away, but it's on Last Resort, and there is a film clip example of that one as well. Anyways, I love the show. I listen to you guys regularly. Keep up the good work, and I'll see you next week.
All right, buddy. Yeah, I've got those canvas maps. I've also got them in my file share, and I'm sure a few other members do too. So be sure to check out the forums. I think there's a thread about them even. And download them, and you can. It makes it a lot easier to customize maps. All right, what else we got? Oh, here's an interesting one. This one is something I think we can all identify with.
What up, Podtacular Nation? This is Sir Phygeon. That's two words, S-I-R-P-H-Y-G-E-O-N. Listen, I was listening to another popular podcast. Well, I don't know how popular it is. They're from Great Britain, so I'm pretty sure you can guess who I'm talking about. But they were complaining about the foul language that's used on Xbox Live and how, you know, some people were giving them maybe a little bit of rude corrective criticism, but it was still, you know, foul language being used and saying, oh, you suck this and that. And I got to say that I disagree with the statements they were making, that they were saying that, you know, we got to ban these people. Let's get them out of there because... You know, that's real life. In real life, people talk this way. In real life, if you're walking down the street and somebody calls you a fucking asshole, what are you going to do? You going to go and cry to the police and say, he called me an asshole, arrest him? No, because the cops are going to laugh at you, and they're going to tell you that he's got the freedom of speech. And yeah, okay, admittedly, this is a different environment, and I signed, you know, I digitally signed a user agreement term.
All right, see? Yeah, well, I got to stop you right there, man. You just kind of set the rules down for yourself, rules that you don't want to follow. But, all right, let's see what else you got to say.
Or whatever. But that's not the point. The point is that I paid to be there.
No, that is the point. You paid for that service, and those are the rules for this service. But I'm still willing to hear you out.
I paid to be there, and unless Microsoft is going to come to my house and tell me that I can't swear on Xbox Live... then I'm going to continue to do it.
They're already in your house.
To be told that you suck.
No, they're already in your house. You're using their machine and their service. It's in your house. That's how they come to your house. They shut you down. All right, let's keep going. I want to hear this guy out.
You're driving down a car and you cut me off? Oh, boy, I'm going to tell you way worse things than you suck. All right, and then what are you going to do? You're going to expect the government to take my driver's license away? No, you're not going to expect that. You're just going to tuck your head back, or you're going to respond. Respond in kind. People say, oh, just ignore them. But that's not going to work, because all you're going to do is going to continue to make me talk more. Yeah, you can mute me if you want. But I'm not talking about I'm berating people for not doing stuff. I'm saying if somebody comes at me, I come back at them 10 times with what they came at me with. If somebody says, oh, you suck, and I explain to them, dude, I don't suck. I just had a bad game. Let's play again. Let's team up. And, you know, sometimes that works, sometimes it doesn't. But I was like, yeah. This is real life. This isn't, you know, fantasy Halo 3 land where everybody's going to be nice and lovely. We're playing war games. We're playing a war game.
With aliens.
War is hell. Get over it.
With aliens,
all right?
In
that's
space,
not the only
right?
thing I want to say. I want to get a little tale from the foxhole. It's not really a tale from the foxhole. It's just a pretty neat thing right. that happened to me. I actually was able to get a mongoose splatter. I have it on my file share under mongoose bowling. I was driving on the Valhalla map heading toward the beach base on the radio tower side or the east side. For those of you that realize there is a compass on the AR, you can find your cardinal directions with your AR. But anyway, and there's that, what do you want to call it? It's not a cave because it has an open top, the double cliff face. I'm not a spelunker. I'm a gamer, all right? I'm not a spelunker. I'm a gamer. I don't know the correct spelunking term for that particular, structure of rock. But I drove deathly through there, jumped off, pulled out my BR, getting ready to, do some spawn killing at their base, and I got a splatter out of nowhere. I was like, what? So afterwards, I watched the game film, and of course, I had jumped off. The mongoose had kept going. The mongoose is the ATV thingy for all of you that don't know. But it jumped off, the mongoose kept going, it turned on its side, started rolling down the hill, and an unsuspecting red teamer walked right in front of the path, and I got a splatter kill. So I just want to say that, you know, I that's my tail from the foxhole, and I hope that, maybe you guys don't hate me for this call, but keep on trucking.
No, never.
Keep
never.
On fragging.
Yeah. No, man, never. I understand your point. I don't necessarily agree with it. And I think there's a little bit of flaw in that logic. But, I mean, I see what you mean. I get what you're saying. Let's see. To be fair, he did call up again. So.
Just wanted
to, hey, that's not it. Let's check this out.
Hey, guys, it's Sir Phygion again. Listen, I was thinking about my last call, and I just wanted to say that maybe I came off a little harsh. That maybe, you know, you guys are going to think that I'm one of those badass kids online. And I'm a 30-year-old man. I just wanted to, I wanted to express my anger at these people trying to take away my personal rights, my personal freedoms. Even though, you know, yeah, I'm in a sub-community of the actual reality community, whatever you want to call it, that, you know, I agreed to some terms of use, but I never read them. So, you know.
What? Brother. Maybe you should go back and read it, man, just in case, okay? Just to make sure you got your bases covered. All right, let's see.
You know, they can say whatever they want are in there, and they can ban me for whatever they want. I just wanted to let you guys know that if I am playing with somebody, whether I know them or not, and they do something good, I'll let them know as well. You know, good double kill. Wow, way to go. Dude, if they save my ass, then I'll say, dude, you saved my ass. Thank you. And I mainly go negative when they go negative, you know, it'll turn into a four-letter word battle. And usually it turns out with like 6 or 7 kids screaming at the top of their lungs. You can't understand any of them anyway. But I just wanted to let everybody know that, you know, I don't use the negative. I just don't point out the negative. I also point out the positive. I'm not a bad guy to game with. Ask anybody on my friends list. They'll tell you that I'm really fun and funny and a good gamer. I'm a good player, too. I think my rank is like 32 in Team Slayer, but I've been playing a lot by myself, so I can't seem to get up there. I usually have to wait till the weekend before I can play with my friends who are good. And right. I work third shift and blah, blah, blah. But anyway, keep on fragging.
All righty.
Hey, guys.
Hey, well, whoops. All right. Well, Sir Phygion, man. I see what you're saying, and I kind of agree that it's hard to stay positive when people are, getting a little crazy in a game. But, mute button helps, feedback helps. There's different ways to handle it. So, you know what, man? I'm going to send you a friend request. I think I got a couple slots. I'll send you one. Because, I see what you're saying. I think we're kind of on the same wavelength here, and I think a lot of people are. So thanks for calling in and leaving your comments about it. I know it's kind of a big topic that goes around, especially with Xbox Live. So, you know, anybody else has any thoughts about it, post in the forums. Let's talk about it, man. It's kind of a big issue. It's kind of important in some ways. But, you know, that's what Podtacular is for. We all get in the game. We play together, have some respect for each other, and treat everybody right. Everybody gets along. And let's see. We've got a couple more here. Check this out.
Hey, guys. I'm a first-time caller. I just recently was turned on to the 360 system and Halo for the very first time. I'm about as new or noob as you can get. As far as Halo 3 is concerned, do you guys have any tips for, say, amateurs? Because I'm really getting my butt handed to me out there. I'll unload a clip at them, and they'll shoot me once or twice, and I'm gone. So, you know, if there's any tips you can give, that'd be fantastic. Because I really like the game, but there's not too many people who are who have helped me so far. So any kind of tips or tricks would be greatly appreciated. Thanks.
All right. Well, I think that's something that we might have to consider, because we did cover a lot of tips for, you know, starters and people new to the game. We did do a lot of that with Halo 2. I don't know that we're going to do that with Halo 3. So maybe your best bet, get in the forums, get on the site, and start getting with some people, play some games, get familiar with, you know, the people here. And, you know, that'll kind of help you out. You kind of learn by watching it in action, you know, or by doing. So just be sure to stay active and get with people, man. People will help you out. And over time, yeah, you'll get better. You play with the right people, and it helps your game. All right. Two more.
Hey, Contact here. Well, there are a few things I want to tell you. About the Asian version of Halo 3. Well, I live in Hong Kong, so you can trust me on this. Awesome. First, the name of Halo here. Here, the name of Halo is, if you translate it directly from Chinese, it turns out to be The Last Battle. So it's sort of funny that when you think about it, that there's The Last Battle 1, then Last Battle 2, Last Battle 3. And then there's another thing, problem here. If you pre-order the game here, which I did, all the language in campaign is actually in Mandarin.
So, cool. Well, not for you.
Yeah.
So, all right. Okay, buddy. Whoa! All right, one more here.
Hey, Podtacular.
Oh, snap.
It's your Secret Admirer again. I haven't called in a long, long time. Just wanted to come and say that Halo 3 is really awesome. You guys are doing an awesome job. So to say I miss Umojai and JB and Captain Crunk's sexy muscles. And I love your voice. You guys are so awesome.
You know what, man?
Well, I'm just calling in to say hey. I'll see you later, guys. Alright, bye.
Alright. You know what, man? I'm getting closer to figure out who this is. I probably should know already. But, because I've heard a lot of you guys' voices, but I'm not sure about this one. I think I got a clue, though. Alright. That's it for me, man. I'm out of here. We'll get back to the rest of the podcast. And if you want to leave a message, be sure to call 206-888-HALO, and we'll play them next time. We've got about a month, so get them in here. All right. Later.
Well, let's see. What's next here? On to
right. Matt Adam, right? 4. Yeah. All right. Boy, do I have a story to tell. It started out just like any normal team slayer matchmaking game. It was a 4v4 game in isolation. As usual, there was a rush for the ghost below ground. A teammate and I went together and saw that guy from the other team already got there before them. And the guy in the Ghost saw my teammate first and boosted so he could splat him. My teammate jumped but got nicked in the process of kicking the guy out of the Ghost. And I can't help but didn't see my teammate board the Ghost, so I naturally threw a spike grenade and hoping it would stick the Ghost and blow it up. Fortunately, I stuck the guy in the Ghost and not the Ghost itself. So as a result, as my teammate kicked him out of it, the grenade stuck to him. Talk about teamwork, huh?
Nice.
And basically, I guess as his teammate was boarding the Ghost, he threw a grenade at the same time, and just luckily missing out, sticking his own teammate getting betrayal, he stuck the guy, kicked it out. And so in his file share, just search for MadAdam004, and right. All one word.
Nice, man. That's pretty cool. That's I don't know. That's luck probably more than skill, but still, it's good luck.
Yeah, that's...
Dude, I had a few that happened the other day that was a couple in the same game, actually, that weren't such good luck. It turned out there was one where we were on high ground, and I'm trying to drive someone over to pick up the flag that had just got it, and he was already taking some hits, and I drove into the back, and he jumped on the back and got on. And it turned out someone ran right out of a corner there and started shooting at us. You know, it doesn't take long, so... I jumped off and I had shotgun and I went up to shoot him and my teammate with the flag just happened to walk in front of me just at that time and I just betrayed my teammate and then the guy turned around and killed me. So pretty much was a waste.
One good turn deserves another, huh?
I was like, man, good thing I don't have my headset on because that guy would be like, right. You idiot. What are you doing? Dude, and then right after that, we had another setup where we got the flag on offense just outside of the main gate. And so, actually, it was, come to think of it, it was defense. So I'm sitting there, and I'm trying to keep everybody away. I had sniper, and I suck at sniping, but I had sniper, so I was trying to do something. And so I back up on the stairway, right? And I'm just, like, aiming in the general area of the flag. I'm like, if anybody comes in there, I'm taking them out. And one of my teammates is actually taking the forward position up by the flag, so he's close to my point of view, and obviously that's not going to end well. So what happens is, you know, a guy comes up to try to attack my teammate, and, you know, I just, like, kind of blindly fire in the general area, and, of course, I kill my teammate instead of the other guy. And, I mean, I got the other guy, it ended up working out, but I was like, man, that was our only forward guy there, and now we got nobody, you know, covering the front, so if I miss, it's going away, but it ended up working out. I hate when that happens, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, yeah, usually I end up betraying my teammates on purpose and then killing the guy, but... You know.
Well, that's why you're level 50, dude, and I'm not.
Exactly. That's what I was just thinking.
Yeah. So Shotgun Friendly sends one in. He says, story I have for you guys is a Lone Wolves match. One time I was leading on Guardian, 24-23. Well, I come out of the Holy Grav Lift, or the Golden One, and go out to where the camo is and where the jump pad lands people. Well, I look and I see that the person was about to use the pad to jump me by surprise. So I throw a plasma at the pad, hoping to stick him as he got on it. I missed, so I wait for him to land so I can smash his brains with the gravity hammer. Well, somehow I missed the swing, and he beats me down, but I took the shields. I took his shields out. Well, score is now tied 24-24. The guy then proceeds to go after another guy, and then somehow dies. I get a death from the grave and won the match. My first reaction is, holy Master Chief, I think Jesus just gave me a yearly miracle. Okay. He gets one a year. That's it.
That's it.
Yep. And it's all in Halo 3.
Yeah.
But when I looked at the save films, I found that the plasma grenade that I had thrown had landed on the jump pad and jumped back to the walkway and landed near the guy who killed me and killed him. I have the film clip in my file share under the best ending ever. Anyway, to wrap the story, shout outs to Pueblo, Fear the Swoop, Hiokami, Tom, and the rest of the ODST recon. Dude, that's crazy, man.
Yeah, that actually sounds like one worth watching, too, right there.
Yeah.
Right on. Well, let's go ahead and jump into the next one after that. Halo Freak Bunny says, hey, guys, it's Podtacular Zoo's number one attraction coming at you from the interesting tale from Le Foxhole. Not to be confused with The Foxhole.
Oh, the French Foxhole.
I was playing in it. Yeah, it's different. I didn't know if you knew. I was playing in a big team battle on social and ended up in a game of territories on Sandtrap. We were losing badly going into the final round. We were on offense and losing 8-3. Thankfully, there was an ever-so-some chance of making it a tie game if we captured all the territories. Ironically enough, I jumped into a hog with some other guy who made two quick, completely uncontested captures, and then promptly got owned by a chopper. That's da with like seven exclamations. So that's not da. It's like da.
There you go.
Yeah, you gotta feel it. You know. Thankfully, though, I was able to make a third capture while the rest of my team captured a fourth one. So we actually had a chance to tie the game. I just respawned and was headed for the final, oddly undefended territory, and was when I hear 30 seconds remaining. Obviously, it was going to be a close one. So I'm capturing, and as the capture bar gets a little past the halfway mark, I hear the 10-second warning sound. Ooh, drama mounting, I thought. So the game is winding down. I'm so close to the capture that the last territory, when out of nowhere, the entire blue team just pounds me simultaneously. I die right as the capture bar completely fills, but I do not get the capture, and before I could respawn, the game ends. Dope. Yes.
No.
That's all I can. Well, yeah, that's, you know, there's nothing there. So the close loss of 7-8. Thanks for reading this. And the last round is in my file share if you want to see it for yourself. I'm assuming your community is familiar with who Halo Freak Bunny is because there's no gamer tag or anything for the file share.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Or I think you can go under da.com and probably find it.
Or dope.
Da.com, and I think you can find the file share for that.
How many A's are in da.com?
Just one. It's not the A's. It's the feeling behind the A. It's not how many A's you have. Exactly. Thank you.
It's authority.
Absolutely, guys.
And dope. Dude, you know, I was actually thinking of something on that last one with that stick, that like crazy stick that jumped off of the launch pad. There was this one on dig.com again. I go on dig.com a lot. And there was this one on there this one time. This guy throws a sticky, I'm sure some of you guys have seen this, but you could look it up on there. This guy throws a sticky grenade and he throws it across the map on the level that is in the airplane hangar. And it like the testing ground where the brute, you know, like targets pop up in the walls. Anyway,
the pit.
Yeah, the pit. So he throws a sticky grenade like across the entire map at pretty randomly, and there's this guy on top of the building in the corner, and he's actually like fighting some guy, some people down there below it, and trying to keep people off the top, and just defend that area. Well, the sticky grenade flies past over his head. And he doesn't even notice it. He goes around the corner and goes down this ramp towards another guy that is coming up. The sticky grenade flies over his head, flies onto a lift, goes down, bounces back up, and goes right over towards the guy, lands right on his head, sticks him, and kills him. It was unbelievable. It was like across the entire map and totally random. It's the luckiest sticky ever.
It is a good feeling, you know. I have to admit it.
That one's worth looking up, definitely.
Cool.
All right, let's move on to the next one. This is from Beasting, fellow member of Potacular. And let's see. Well, my friend showed me this video he had in the Team Shoddy Snipers game. It was pretty damn epic what happened. At the very start of the game on Valhalla, he launched off the man cannon, zoomed in on a guy in the opposing base. He killed the guy with a headshot, and then my friend randomly died without anyone on the other player on the map shooting. Upon further review of the saved film, we discovered that my friend's shot that hit the base on the other side of Valhalla actually rebounded off the wall of that base and hit my friend, who was still in midair from launching out the man cannon. If that's not weird enough, someone on the opposing team hits him in the head after my friend is already dead, causing him to do a midair backflip. I mean, it sounds like I'm making this up, but hey, we got the video to prove it.
That is crazy.
Wow.
Dude, right. That's like a cross-the-map rebound.
Right. Yeah. You know, and that's the best thing, especially like for your show. That's the best thing about that new feature is that you hear all these, you know, crazy stories you probably have for years now on your show. But now there is proof there for you to go check out these things you're hearing.
Oh, man, I want to see that one. That's Beasting, right?
Right.
Yeah, Beasting.
Nice. Dude, that's gnarly, man. All the way across the map, too, and he's a moving target going flying on in the air, too. Catch. Yeah,
I can't think of what reflected off of. That's just ridiculous.
Because it has to go at just the right angle to come back up.
He killed the other guy with a headshot. yeah. deflected back and killed him with a headshot.
You would think, like, because if he hit something that was a vertical wall, then it would bounce back down at an angle, because he was shooting from a higher angle. So it must have been just the right angle to come back towards him.
Yeah, that wicked high tower that you see, like, on the bases.
Yeah. Wow, man.
The amazing man cannon. That's all I got to say. It speaks for itself. The word, it speak man cannon. That's all I'm saying.
That's all you're saying. That's all you're
saying. That's it, man cannon.
Man cannon. And the show's over. Yeah. All right.
There you go. And cut, man cannon. And do. And do.
And do. And da.
Okay.
Dot com.
I'm going to beat that horse till it's dead. That's right.
And frack some minivans.
Yo.
Oh.
Oh, hello.
Somebody's over got to go there, don't they? See?
No.
Well, on to one from Heavy Fire Grunt. He says, hey guys, Heavy Fire Grunt here. This is my tale from the foxhole. I was playing multi-team on high ground, and I was on the sniper perch with a Spartan laser, and I was aiming at this guy that was on the beach. And I guess his teammate was behind him, and it said achievement unlocked, 2-for-1. And anyway, my team won, and I would like to give a shout-out to HuntRob03, good grunt dude, and everyone on my friends list. Okay, so he got a double kill with a Spartan laser. Woohoo!
Hey, you know, I tell you what, it's not a big deal for a guy to play up. That Spartan laser is like one of the most pain-in-the-butt weapons that I think I have to pick up ever. Like, I'll just put it right back down. I'm horrible at it, you know?
Yeah.
I absolutely... So, you know what? You guys can make fun of him. I'm on his side, man, because I suck with that laser, you know? So, right on, man. You know, don't... Okay, so... JV Sting says, hey, Potacular, my friend was playing on Snowbound in King of the Hill. He's starting off bad, but then he decided to get on a ghost. He's pretty good with driving, but he never really gets that many kills with any vehicle. Anyways, he took the ghost to the hill. He ran over a couple of guys. He waited at the hill thinking somebody would eventually kill him, but nobody could. He ended up taking the ghost through the whole map, splattering everyone. He never died once while on the ghost. They all tried to team up on him, but they all got killed. He ended up getting rampage and vehicular manslaughter, I guess the achievements, and he didn't win the King of the Hill game, but it was still cool. Gives big thanks to Potacular. Keep on fragging all things squirrely, and my science teacher. I don't really get that.
Maybe a science teacher is squirrely.
I guess I'm just too old to get so. That. You know, that's that urban hip lingo that's just gotten me.
I'm probably his age, so.
No, you're kidding.
Yeah, squirrely is some pretty urban hip lingo right there.
Hey, you know, yeah, right? You know, with old guys. Oh, he also gives big shout outs to Ryokashi, the dude in the story, and the black kid.
Okay. That's a gamer tag, by the way.
Oh, and most importantly, anybody at Microsoft listening to this. This guy wants his Xbox back. Look, 1 month is too long to be without Halo. I don't want to have to say it again. Don't make me send the guys from Do and Da to your house to break your knees, okay? He wants his Xbox back, guys.
He's
okay?
Squirrely, man. He needs it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'll do my best Chris Valdino impression. You know, I can't confirm or deny that we have your Xbox, but if we did, you'd be getting it back pretty soon.
Yep, with a science teacher.
Okay. All right, let's move on from that one.
All right, now we got the Hawk 442 says, one day a friend and I were playing 1-1 Custom Slayer game on Narrows. The score was close, and I was about to walk into one of the man cannons. My friend, who was standing near the sniper spawn on the same side of the map as me, lobbed a plasma grenade in my direction right as I was about to walk into the lift. It happened to get caught in man cannon right as I was in it. The grenade shot into the air when I did, latching perfectly onto my leg. I blew up in midair and we both had a good laugh about it. The clip isn't on his file share currently, but he plans to put it on there soon.
Well, better put it on now, Hawk.
The man cannon. That's all you gotta say, right?
Yeah, man.
The man cannon. That just speaks for itself, you know. The best, you know, I mean, seriously, because I can remember, like, being at that event before the game's out, and I have, you know, I haven't played with my man cannon yet. And, no jokes intended. And all these guys in the crowd are just talking about the man cannon, and I just can't help but laugh because it's so absurd sounding, man.
I know, dude. I was on the crew saying, "Come on, Bungie, don't call it the Man Cannon." No, they're like, "No, it's called the Man Cannon." All right.
Well, yeah, because you know what? Those guys have to work so many countless hours. They should get some sort of humor and something out of the game too. And I'm all for it, but it just cracks me up to hear. You know, whoever thought that'd be such a commonly used phrase?
I know. Huh? Nobody even thinks about it now.
It's still. You know what? I guess I'm just. Oh, I guess that's just me. Man, I still laugh every time. It still makes me giggle a little bit every time.
Well, on to one from Skytar, I think. Okay, SCY7AR. He must get a lot of
confusion. It's Sylar. It's Sylar.
Yeah.
Phonetically spelled for you.
Yeah, with it's a 7. Cy,
actually, if it's phonetically spelled, it's Cy Dashler.
Yeah.
Dude, there is no phonetics in that word at all. SCY7AR.
I try not to use words that I can't spell anyway, so I'm just going to leave that alone. All right, so Sylar, I think.
Incorrect.
Sylar. Or Sy7er.
One of those.
If I play with them, I totally spend the whole game trying to figure out.
If this is your gamer tag, send an email into Potecular. You have won crap.
Nope.
Okay. We're just kidding, guys. We're only poking fun. It's all, you know, we're joking. So Sylar, go ahead, please.
He says, "Hey, guys, new listener. I guess I'm Sylar now. Just in case you don't know how to pronounce my name." Oh, thank you. I have spelled it out phonetically. Sylar. Anyway, now that that's out of the way, I would like to tell you about an experience of mine. I was playing on Valhalla with my friend. For a while, I was winning by a few points until my friend suddenly vanished. How do you do that? After about 5 minutes of complete silence, and he spelled silence with a C too, nice, I decided to get out of my rock and go looking for him. I couldn't find him anywhere. That was, of course, until I saw that all too familiar pinprick of red light. That little dot is so often used against people. My friend was holding Sasha. Sasha is my Splaser, or Spartan Laser. He has a name for it. Nice.
Yeah.
Nobody touches her, but he did. Those 3 seconds of charging time seemed like an eternity. In those 3 seconds, I looked deep into my soul and saw who I really was. And then that little line of fire expanded, growing larger and larger like some sort of giant radioactive sponge. Then, that awful sound, that demonic shrieking that I still have nightmares about. All of a sudden, I was floating, watching my pink dinosaur-like body burn and writhe. And then, that deep, commanding, godly voice. I will never forget what it said. "Game over." "No!" I screamed before turning off my Xbox and going to sleep. Wow. That was very eloquent, Sylar.
See, right there is where you need JVB on the show. Game over. You got to have him. Where's JVB?
I don't know, dude. That was pretty low right there.
Oh, God.
You just don't do it as good, man. I can't even do, like, the dough right. I mean, come on, man. All right, so Fruben, I'm assuming that's Fruben says, Fruben.
Yeah, that's phonetically spelled right there.
That's good. I like that. See, we're getting better already. So we're playing a good old game of Team Slayer on Guardian, spelled correctly. The score was 49-49. I was feeling confident that I could manage to get the last kill with my shoddy if I turned around just the last minute and I saw a guy with a gravity hammer and one of his buddies. I shot the shotgun at the same time as he hit the gravity hammer, struck me, killed him and three of his buddies, I guess, or him and two of his buddies. But wait, there's more. Yeah, I know what you're thinking, right? That was boring. There better be more. So, somewhere at the other end of the map, his friend gets killed exactly at the same time that he did. The game ended, I guess, in the same exact way, I suppose. Maybe that was what we were going with there. I really don't know what the hell he's getting at. Apparently, his friend getting killed at the same time is something important. The game ended up as a tie, an inconceivable score of 51-51. These guys were accused of hacking, and they continued upon their merry way, laughing their faces off. So, yeah. Good job. Keep up the great work on the show. Keep on fragging trucks.
That's right. So
you know,
51-51. Did you ever see a game like that, Meister?
Well, I've got games like that in Double Team where it's ended like we've got 26 kills and the maximum 25.
Huh.
I mean, games like that, I mean, 51-51 is kind of ridiculous. I mean, usually it's just one team that gets one more, but that's just pretty, I don't know, not often you're going to see that happening.
Well, his friend died exactly at the same time.
Yeah, that's just
You know, somewhere between that and like the moon and the sun lining up perfectly,
exactly,
it ends up at 51-51, man. Okay, so
Orion was perfectly visible to Mars.
Well, you know, if Ruben, if you're listening, go play the lottery, buddy, because you got a good chance of winning right now, I think.
Dude, but when you think about that, like, they had to have two skirmishes where they both of those skirmishes, they both died at the same time. That's nuts.
Well, I mean, I'm looking for a link to like some video or something, but there's nothing there, so we're gonna keep on fragging trucks and move on. Yeah.
All right, let's do one more.
All right, now we got Kadaunzu. I'm just gonna hope that's right. Hey everybody, over the time playing custom games with my friends, I realized you can actually shoot grenades out of the air. One time, a spike grenade came hurtling towards me, and as a last resort, I shot a bullet, and the grenade exploded in midair. It was sweet. I also liked the ricocheting bullets on the floor. Once on the pit, me and my friends would just shot the floor so it would bounce up and hit us. And there are new cool things we learn every day playing Halo 3.
Huh. Cool. Ricocheting bullets out the floor, shooting yourself.
Right on, going out with the bang there.
Yeah.
Woo! All right. And no. Yeah, there. Right on.
Oh, yeah.
I think, we're going to have to rename the show. That's it. Welcome to episode 134. Go and die.
Make it.
Yeah.
Man.
Welcome to the Siler Pronunciation Show.
you can just totally rename it all. That'd be great. Yeah. That's good stuff. Very good stuff.
Well, let's wrap this up. Send in your comments, etc., to podtacular@gmail.com. We depend on your submissions to keep the show going. Keep an eye on podtacular.com for an invitation to send in stuff for next week's show.
Yeah, and Man Cannon.
Yeah, Man Cannon.
And Man Cannon. Yes, Man Cannon.
Good shout out to my boy Blobby. Love that kid.
You can call the Podtacular listener voicemail at 206-888-HALO, H-A-L-O, for you people who can't spell, and leave a Halo-related message. We play these back regularly on the Collins and Tales from the Foxhill show.
And be sure to check out us at podtacular.com. Right there, check out the forums. There's lots of events, projects, ways to make friends and play with Halo with cool people.
Thanks to all the people that contribute to Podtacular, whether it's working on the community or site, contributing to our PayPal to help out with the hosting bill, or subscribing to the show and reviewing us in iTunes. We couldn't do it without you.
Check out the other shows on the GamerCast network, such as Gamer Tactic Radio, Uncle Gamer, Sarcastic Gamer, Achievement Junkie, and the GCN Video Game Show.
All right, well, yeah, thanks for being on the show, guys. And one more time, Rodsmack, can you tell us where we can find out more info on what you do in the community, like what sites you're in?
Absolutely. Please come check us out and listen to our Zooncast, a weekly podcast over at www.xbl10kclub.com. And definitely, you know, guys, if you have the time, go over to iTunes, you know, hit your feedback for Podtacular, hit your feedback for all the GamerCast Network shows. You know, I always give a big shout out to those guys. These guys do great work, you know. The feedback really makes a difference, guys. So rate them and leave them messages and reviews on iTunes.
Right on. And Meister, thanks, man. Now, real quick, can you tell us a little bit about the All-Stars? A little late to get to this, but...
The All-Stars, you know, basically a group of select few who are, you know, possess supreme skill in Halo. And, you know, basically we're just a group of, you know, no more than 15 people. At the moment, you know, we're reconstructing right now, but usually we go out, challenge other communities, play some, you know, some old Podtacular favorites. Just get around, have some fun with them, meet people, just have an all-around good time.
Nice, man. Well, good stuff. We'll look forward to more on that and for seeing some people rise to the top and some of the best at Podtacular take on some other communities and all good fun. Well, until next time, I'm Fumo Jive.
I'm Mr. GXL.
And I'm Rod Smack.
Keep on fragging trucks. And minivans.
Ew.
Man cannon.
That's all you gotta say, right? Dope.
Man cannon.
Dope. Dope.
Dope. That was like a Beavis dope, man. Beavis and Homer.
That's because of the generations now. For as old as I am, I've gone through so many of those, like, you know, so many of those types of humorous shows that they're all starting to blend into one now.
I'm trying to imagine, like, what Beavis and Homer would look like combined. That'd be really bizarre, wouldn't it?
That would be good.
Homer with the, dude, look kind of like Marge, except with blonde hair.
Okay.
There's only one thing left to say.
Hey, can I do my? Can I just be JBB?
Go for it, dude.
Hello, this is JBB and a Spotacular episode 134, Collins and Tales from the Foxhole.
Sounds pretty close. Much.
Yeah, I'm working on it. I'm working on it, man. I didn't have any sleep. I'm much better when I've had some sleep and I'm not so raspy.
Dude, you need a bald head and a goatee, man.
Hey, while you're funny, you should hear my wife do Godfrey. That's good stuff. You gotta imagine a little Irish woman doing Godfrey. It's good stuff. You like my tale from the Foxhole one?
Yeah. You're making it more interesting there. That's good.
I'm trying, man. I don't want to give your listeners just a bunch of poop, man. Like, that dude sucks, man. Don't ever have that guy on again. He's so lame.
Here, everybody, have some poop. 10,
XBL 10K Suckcast is what you do, buddy. Yeah. I don't want to hear that, man. Poop. Where's JBB? You hear the crowd in the back of JBB. That's all I need, man.
Yeah, with Rod Smack.
I don't need no pressure. Cool.
if you get it wrong, you're gonna break your kneecaps.
Hey, you know they say, you know, Rod, you just gotta relax, okay? And once you relax, it'll be fine, you know. And I want to give a big shout out to Sasquatchio and Boy in the Woods and. Yeah, I owe him one, dude.
And the Boy in the Woods.
That's the shout out he gave in my show. I'm like, what the heck? What is that, Joe? So we had a little fun with it, needless to say, and did some creative editing. It was a good time.
Sasquatchio and the Boy in the Woods.
Oh, yeah. That was the shout out he gives, basically. He's like, I'd give a shout out to my boy Sasquatchio.
Is that like an Italian Sasquatch? Sasquatchio.
I don't know what that is. It could be like a summer squash. I don't know what that is, man. Spaghetti squash.
Sasquatch.
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell he's talking about. He's got me all confused, man.
Sasquatchio.
So, yeah. So, I'm going to repay him the favor, you know? I'm going to come over here and give a shout out to Sasquatchio.
This week on the GamerCast Network. This week on Sarcastic Gamer, Dave reports in live from the San Francisco Kane and Lynch event, plus a special Canadian guest star. This week on Gamertag Radio, Godfrey is back from San Francisco in the Kane and Lynch Community Day event. Gamertag Radio is giving away 5 copies. Achievement Junkie is taking the week off, but now's a great time to log on and get caught up on the latest episodes. This week, Uncle Gamer talks about their hands-on time with Kane and Lynch, plus discusses suitable punishment for pushy GameStop employees. On the video game show, the crew finally talks about something other than Hellgate London. What is that something? They're not sure, but it'll be something awesome. As awesome as Hellgate London. Discover the website that brings you all of these great episodes and headlines at GamerCastNetwork.com. That's GamerCastNetwork.com. Welcome.